Doug Tengden, Worldwide Market Perspective on the Economy. If we ran our businesses or state governments like every few months, we're going to have another government shutdown. $33 trillion in debt. Can't cut a damn thing. Got to borrow more and spend more. What a way to run the federal government. But
yeah, no way to run a railroad, Jack.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back at home, inflation. I mean, look at our food, our caring and sharing 2-day food drive. All those food pantries tell me, 26 of them, that unbelievable shortage this year of seniors who are running out of their money halfway through the month with inflation, needing food, and big families. By the
Absolutely.
Way, right here, not other states, right here.
And while the rate of inflation is going down, this is like saying, you know, it's 105 degrees out and it's terrible, and then the next month it's only 107 degrees out. You know, you should feel better because it only went up 2 degrees instead of 10 degrees. Like, you know, no, it's still too hot. It's still too hot.
Yeah. All right. What are we looking for? What's going on, Doug?
Well, this week we're going to get retail sales, and we are going to get that inflation number. Now, the headline number will look a little bit better. It's only going to be up 0.1 because gas prices are down. I don't know if you noticed that, Jack.
Yeah.
You have a driver take you around. I know that. But,
no. And I don't have an electric vehicle because what I have works.
No. I filled up in Hooks on my way down to Portsmouth today, and it's 3:15. 3:15. Maybe in a couple of weeks it'll be down below $3. So I think the headline number will be a little bit lower, and then we get retail sales. And retail sales, they're going to tell you, oh, the consumer's cooling off. No, they already cooled off. Consumers have already cooled off their purchases because we've run through the excess savings, and now we just have to live on what we have, on what we're earning. We're back to paycheck to paycheck, and that's a lot tougher for people.
Yeah, I don't see it lighting up. My eyes were open on Thursday and Friday on the more than 100,000 adults in New Hampshire and southern Maine, same kind of proportionate numbers, have food assistance needs. And a year or two ago, that number wasn't as high. So it tells me this, on this economy, is a disconnect when people telling
well,
you it's doing okay.
I think there is some help around the corner. At least Morgan Stanley is saying they expect the Fed is going to cut rates aggressively next year, right back to where they were. So we're back to 2% inflation and we're back to 2% rates. That's what Morgan Stanley is saying. Now, Goldman isn't the same thing. But in both cases, they think that the Fed is going to be watching close enough that they don't get caught flat-footed,
yeah,
and that
we'll
they
see.
Do ease rates in time to keep the economy moving.
Doug,
you know, here's hope.
Make it a good one. Worldwide Market Perspective. Thank you, Doug.
Jack, you have a great week.